USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not the direct hit that the state was expecting earlier, but eastern Florida is getting lashed by Hurricane Dorian's winds and rains. It's a Category 2 storm now. It's expected to progress up to Georgia and then the Carolinas in about a day and a half, and there it could make landfall. The North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest says there's also a lot of uncertainty with this storm.
There's a lot of issues. You can't predict these storms. You know, Bill, there's 2,600 meteorologists that work for the National Weather Service, and they're fighting minute by minute to try to figure out what this storm is doing. They certainly can't predict it a day from now.
He was speaking to Bill Hemmer on Fox News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he won't allow a gun reform bill to be heard on the Senate floor unless he knows President Trump supports it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Breaking news out of Hong Kong, where the chief executive, Carrie Lam, says the government has formally withdrawn a very controversial extradition bill that had sparked months of violent protests in that city.
The government will formally withdraw the bill in order to fully allay public concerns. The Secretary for Security will move a motion according to the rules of procedure when the Legislative Council resumes.
It's a major victory for pro-democracy protesters there. Back to Hurricane Dorian, Florida's Attorney General investigating more than 2,000 reports of price gouging related to the storm's approach. According to the Miami Herald, reports of ramp-ups in prices began last Wednesday, a week ago, when Governor Ron DeSantis first declared a state of emergency. Florida law makes price gouging a crime once a state of emergency is declared. Running back Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys have agreed on a deal that makes him the highest paid running back in the league, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A North Carolina court is ruling that that state's legislative map is illegal. A three-judge panel saying the Republican-drawn map discriminated against Democrats, clearly violating the state's constitution. The judges blaming Republicans for using what they called surgical precision to water down the Democratic vote. The court gave lawmakers 2 weeks to redraw the map, Republicans vowing to take the case to the state's Supreme Court. We now know how the suspect in this past weekend's West Texas shooting spree purchased his gun. CNN reports the 36-year-old Seth Ater purchased the AR-15-style rifle in a private sale, which didn't require a background check. At one point in 2014, Ater reportedly tried to buy a gun, but he failed the background check back then. He was fired from his job last Saturday. Police believe he'd been in a downward spiral for a while, though. Seven people were killed. Over two dozen others were wounded in those shootings. And CVS is rolling out new efforts to reduce youth vaping. The company now partnered with healthcare company Aetna says removing tobacco products from its shelves was just the beginning. They're now pledging over $50 million over the course of 5 years towards educational materials and tools to prevent tobacco and e-cigarette use. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.